It's Outside the Box, conspiring to confuse you every week. Today's topic is, who killed JFK? We celebrated the momentous 50th anniversary several months ago by remembering the March on Washington and Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous I Have a Dream speech. But there's another 50th to remember, the assassination of John F. Kennedy on November 22, 1963. I'm really, really leery of so-called conspiracy theories. On the other hand, if there is evidence to question the standard explanation of political tragedies in this country, I don't think we should simply dismiss it. In this case, author Jim Douglas has presented powerful arguments that Lee Harvey Oswald, while possibly pulling the trigger, was not responsible for the assassination of Kennedy. The real culprit, the book advocates, was the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. Douglas's book is titled JFK and the Unspeakable, Why He Died and Why It Matters. Can we believe this? Certainly the recent disclosures by whistleblowers Chelsea Manning and Edward Snowden demonstrate that there's a lot about what our government does that the public isn't told and may never know unless someone in the know tells it to us. The behind-the-scenes workings of our government, and a lot of the rest of what goes on in this world, remain a mystery. At the very least, we should question standard explanations and the official U.S. government version. Many are doing that with the events of September 11, 2001 as well. Most history books describe Kennedy as a Cold War participant who managed to avert a nuclear war over Soviet missiles in Cuba at the last moment. Douglas, on the other hand, characterizes JFK as shifting his thinking away from the Cold War after the missile crisis almost led to devastating nuclear war. Instead, according to the author, Kennedy began leaning towards peaceful relations with the Soviet Union and Cuba, just as those in the Pentagon, the FBI, and the CIA wanted to militarily wipe out the governments of both countries. JFK was in the way and had to be eliminated. Similar theories include the killings of Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., and Robert Kennedy. They were threats to the status quo, say the alternative theories. They also had to be killed. But were these incidents really perpetrated by government agencies trying to maintain power while pinning the blame on someone else? Douglas calls the JFK assassination an unspeakable act because just the thought of an internal plot is so horrendous that it's hard to talk about the truth of it. Beginning on November 22nd, groups will begin reading a new play entitled Project Unspeakable. Written by Western Massachusetts playwright Court Dorsey, it lays the blame for these unspeakable assassinations at the feet of the CIA, where it may belong. Find out more about this play on the web at projectunspeakable.com. As we remember this anniversary, we should decide for ourselves why it happened and who might have been responsible for it. Two questions. Do you think our country is run by a shadow government made up of members of the CIA, the Pentagon, corporate executives, and others? And is Barack Obama taking certain positions because he doesn't want to be killed by opponents within his own government? I'm Larry Danziger, trying not to take anything I get from the U.S. government as complete truth.